This is Rio Pacino for podtech.net here at CES 2007 here in Las Vegas. Packed house here. We're here at the Sony booth. I'm here with Al DeLeon, who is the PR manager with SCEA. Welcome to the podcast, Al.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Al, I spoke with one of your colleagues, Sheila Bryce, in regards to the PS3. We were talking about, you know, what PS3 is showing off here at CES. You specialize in the PSP. What are you guys showing off here with the PSP here at CES?
Well, actually, one of the things that we're showing, which is pretty exciting and has to do with the PS3, is the interoperability. And we're talking about a feature called Remote Play. So you can actually connect your PlayStation Portable to your PlayStation 3 and via Wi-Fi and access the hard drive content. So we're talking about videos, photos, and music.
Game downloads as well?
Game downloads as well. You can actually, what we've started offering is classic PlayStation 1 titles. Mm-hmm. So these are games like Hot Shots Golf, Crash Bandicoot, those types of titles from the PlayStation 3 store, and transfer them over and play them on your PSP.
Now, those are old school games.
Those are old school games, but you know, there's a lot of demand for those types of games. People are nostalgic. They want to kind of check out. And we think that the PSP is actually the perfect device for people to do that.
Well, I'm one of those guys. I mean, I was playing Rayman and, and you know, all those NBA games and NFL game days. Is that going to be coming out for download?
We're going through the catalog and just putting them out on an ongoing basis. Uh-huh. So if your favorite title isn't there, just keep watching out for it.
Now, how much are these games costing?
About $5.99.
Sheila brought up something about location-free stuff. Is this what we're talking about right now, or is there...
That's actually a separate thing. So location-free TV is a product that our sister division, Sony Electronics, offers. And it's a product that allows you to connect to your TV at home, as well as a DVR, digital video recorder, or even a DVD player, and access that anywhere in the world, you know, where there's a hotspot through your PSP.
Wow.
So if you are from the Bay Area and you're a Giants fan and you're traveling and you happen to be in New York, you can still catch that Giants game on your PSP. It'll stream it directly through to your PSP.
Al, do you know me, man? I'm a Giants fan. I'm from the Bay Area. And a buddy of mine, he has location-free TV, but he purchased it when it first came out,
okay.
So it cost quite a bit of money. This is obviously a cheaper alternative for those who maybe want to get into location-free TV.
Exactly. And actually, location-free, there's a couple of new SKUs or versions of the product that came out a few months ago. Mm-hmm. And the cost is a little bit lower, and it's a really easy setup. So it's the perfect solution to somebody like yourself.
Now, if somebody wanted to go that route and install that software into their PSP, how would they go about doing that?
You actually, all you have to do is make sure that you have the latest firmware or software update on your PSP, which you can do through your PC. You can do it through the system itself if you have Wi-Fi, or you can do it through a recent UMD movie or game. And it'll install it for you. Mm-hmm. And it's part of that update. And then once you buy the location-free box, you're all set up. You just have to go through a simple setup process, and then you're hooked up.
Oh, pretty cool.
Yep.
There you go. Now, any other announcements here at CES with the PSP that you want to talk about?
You know, one thing that we're also showing is new software titles, of course. We have Ratchet & Clank Size Matters. It's a popular franchise on the consoles.
Right.
And this is the first time it'll be on the portable system. In addition to that, we have MLB 07, which is one of our most popular sports titles.
Right.
That's another spring PSP release. So there's a lot of great things happening at CES for PSP.
When in the spring is MLB 07 coming out?
I believe it's February.
Okay.
But I will double check that and get back to you. Definitely before the baseball season. How about that?
Right. There you go. There you go. One last thing I wanted to bring up, Al, was Loco Roco.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy game. One of my favorite games. We're going to see a Loco Roco too, aren't we?
We'll see. We haven't announced anything, but you're exactly right. It was one of the most popular games, that we've seen, and we've seen it appeal to not just, the gamers that are our core audience, but to, females, younger gamers, older gamers, people who are casual gamers. Mm-hmm. It's just one of those quirky, fun games that's kind of addictive, and, what we're doing right now is we've started offering downloadable demos. So there was like a Halloween-themed level that we put out. There was a Christmas-themed level, so... We're still letting it continue to live on through these expandable sort of levels that we're offering.
Al, before we end this podcast, I have one last question. This is a personal question.
Sure.
I have a PSP in black. I want one in white. Are we going to see one in white?
If you live in another country, that's probably a better option. But right now, it's the black that we have here in the U.S.
Al DeLeon, appreciate the time. Thanks a lot for the podcast. And party it up here at CES.
All right. Thanks a lot, Rio.